I'm Derek Bird, editor of Fly Fusion magazine, and I'm on the line today with Todd Moen of Todd Moen Creative and Petch magazine. Todd is one of the most recognizable filmmakers in fly fishing, and online his films garner hundreds of thousands of hits. This year, Todd's film, Pure New Zealand, is an official selection of the International Fly Fishing Film Festival. Welcome, Todd.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So you travel to some of the most beautiful places in the world, and you film a pastime that you're passionate about. I think out of anybody that I know, you embody that phrase, living the dream. So what's it like to live your dream?
Oh, boy, that's a really good question. I mean, first off, it is amazing. I'm a very lucky guy. I kind of followed my passion back, you know, as a kid, being, you know, a fisherman, growing up as a fisherman, born in Montana, just being in the outdoors all the time, and just rolling along with that theme. And I am very lucky to be able to do what I do. I'm very busy, but I can't complain. It's a great job. And I get to work with amazing people from all over the world because of Catch Magazine, and, you know, with the technology these days, the internet and photography and cameras and all that great stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a very lucky guy.
Yeah. And sometimes when people are like, oh man, like, I'm sure that people come up to you and say that, like, quite often, like, oh, Todd, man, you get to go all over the place and you're living the dream. And but sometimes what people, like, on the inside, what people might not see is that yeah, there are those super challenging days with any job, right? Whether you're kind of out, you know, filming and you're all over the world, or, you know, whatever you're doing, there's challenges to any job. And so, like, for filming fly fishing, what are some of the biggest challenges? Would it be, like, you know, non-cooperative fish on certain days?
You know, that's another really, really good question. And there's a lot. I mean, there are some days where I'm out on the river and I'm just thinking to myself, what in the world am I doing? You know, I've got a family at home. I'm gone. I'm waiting for the fish to perform. I'm waiting for the weather to clear up, or, you know, the rivers to clear up. I think the one thing is the challenge is being away from my kids. But the biggest challenge is when there's nothing happening and I know that I might return home with nothing accomplished, the fish not being there, or, you know, just the conditions aren't right. So that's probably the hardest thing is working extra hard, coming back with what, you know, working extra hard, but not accomplishing that end product with, you know, creating a great video. And it can all come down to, you know, the fish not being there. You can do everything, all the interviews, you can do all the B-roll, you can get all the aerials, you can do all that, and it can just be awesome. But if the fish aren't there and you don't, you know, you just, that's,
and are there times where you've actually had to go back, or have you had, like, have you been able to avoid that?
No, I'd say, you know, for people out there that swing flies for Andromeda fish, like steelhead and salmon, I'd say, like, the run series of videos that I created with friends Jacob Lund and Jeff Hickman, you know, we got very lucky on a few of those shoots, but the one shoot that we did over on the Oregon coast, it took 2 years.
Okay.
Literally, like, we were there for like a 4 or 5 days and nothing happened. So I had to go back the next year and got it accomplished.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, I can create something from, you know, one or two fish and get the job done. But yeah, there's been times where, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. And what would you say would be the most uncooperative fish to film?
Well, steelhead are really tough. I'd say they're top two, top three. Chinook, salmon, really tough.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, a lot of saltwater type fish. The permit's really, really a tough one.
Right.
But you know, it's just one of those things. Like, if you do put your time in, you're gonna get that shot, and
Sure.
just depends on if you have the patience or not to sit around for that long. And that's another thing where I'm just like, are you serious? Is this smart? You know, your job is to like stand up here and wait for a steelhead to come out of the ocean up this river and grab that swung fly and get the jump. Really?
So you've been to some, like I've seen like a whole bunch of your films, and you've been to some really memorable places. What would you say would be the most memorable place that you've ever been to?
You know, just because it's so fresh in my mind, I would say, like, this last trip, I was just down in Australia, and I went down to Tasmania. It was a big eye opener as far as just being so different. Even from, you know, I love New Zealand. New Zealand's an amazing place. Tasmania just has, there's so many different animals there, and the water, there's just something about the water. The trout are amazing. It's a long ways to go, but the landscape, everything about it was really, really cool. I would say that, and then, you know, a long time ago, I went down to northern Argentina and did this really cool backcountry Golden Dorado shoot. It wasn't it, it, it You know, you see all the Bolivia stuff these days, but this was a smaller stream. It wasn't like a larger river. It was a small, crystal clear creek, and it had your sight fishing for Golden Dorado. Those fish are hard to beat. They're one of the I'd say go to top the very best game fish, fly fishers of all. They're pretty spectacular.
All right. Well, let's switch gears for a moment. And this is how I got you. This is how I got you for the interview. I said we were going to talk about Pure New Zealand. So we better get to that. When we initially talked about a film entry this year, and I was having a look at some of the stuff that you'd done, I fell in love with Pure New Zealand. And I'll tell you why. It was because to me it has this enormous feel about it. I mean, yeah, it has huge fish and absolutely like stunning fish takes, but then you've also, you know, you also have the landscape and the rivers and the music, and you kind of capture the entirety of the experience. Is this a conscious choice? Is this something when you're heading out filmmaking, are you kind of thinking, I need to capture kind of like everything about this experience, or is this something that just kind of you land naturally upon?
At this point in the game, you know, with doing this for a long time, you kind of have that shot list in the back of your head, but you don't have an actual list in front of you know, where you're checking things off, because you just never know what's going to happen, especially with fishing and the weather, dealing with fish and the weather. No, I think I just go in there, and, you know, we had a beautiful day. The weather was fantastic. I had one day, and I mean, we went in. The fishing was pretty good. I mean, the fish were on the surface taking, you know, cicadas, and it's just hard to beat. You know, that landscape is hard to beat. It's hard. It makes your job a lot easier when, you know, you have those fish there. They're performing like you'd hope. The weather's great, and it just all kind of came together. And so, being able to do that in a day and get it done, get in, get out, it's a really, really good time to be able to do that. At the end of the day, you're just very happy.
Because it doesn't always happen like that. Now you in Pure New Zealand, I mean, you have like there's obviously, you know, some drone work that you've done. But there's also you know, there's also helicopter footage as well that you have. When you're up in the helicopters, is it kind of doors off, strapped in, or like how are you filming up there?
It was doors on. They were pretty laid back about what I did up there. I mean, I had GoPros, you know, screwed into the bottom of the heli and on the skids and everything. I did not have the doors off though in during that trip. I've done doors off up in your neck of the woods, up in Canada.
Yeah.
And that's where you're strapped in, hanging out the side of the chopper, but for this I didn't.
Well, Todd, thanks so much for joining me today, and for those of you listening in, if you haven't had a chance to watch Pure New Zealand yet, please make sure you have a look at the IF4 schedule and make sure you go out and see it, because it's like I said, it's absolutely stunning. It has an enormous feel to it with the New Zealand landscapes and the crystal clear water. And honestly, Todd, like some of the fish takes that you got in Pure New Zealand are some of my favorite in the entire festival this year. Like those browns just kind of, they're almost lazy in the way that they're, you know, coming up through the water column to take those, you know, to take those small flies. So yeah, if you haven't had a chance to see that film, make sure that you get out to the IF4 this year. So thank you again for joining me today, Todd. And one thing that I'd love to do is I'd love to go fishing with you at some point, but we're going to leave the cameras at home so that we just get out there and fish. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. I'd love to come up.
Yeah. And is there any, just as, you know, by way of kind of closing comments, is there anything that you'd like to leave the listeners with today or?
No, just thanks for watching. Thanks for going to the tour. And, you know, check out Catch Magazine because I'm coming out with, you know, I come out with a new video every other month. So you can see this type of work, catchmagazine.net. So have a look. It's great.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Todd.
All right. You too. Thanks a lot.